Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Now, though humanity is sinful and corrupt, according to Romans 3:23, God is love. That is coming from First John 4, verse 8. So in his love for us, he devised a plan for the foundation of the world. That is according to Ephesians 1:3-14, to redeem mankind from sin. And so this week we are studying together with Pastor Mpofu the life, death, and the resurrection of Christ, and what it means for all of us today. So, Pastor, today let's focus on the life of Christ, the man himself. Explain to us the significance of his birth and upbringing, and what it means for us today.
Thank you so much, brother. Yes, the plan of salvation, we must be always grateful for it. Yes, it was not going to be complete without just taking the place of being a human being. I want us to start by going to the book of Haggai 2, verse 7, whereby he talks about the glory of God. When sin entered into the universe, as humanity, we lost the glory of God. And it's needed for a creator to come and redeem us. And if you go to Galatians 4, verse 4, he is going to tell us that at the fullness of time, God sent his son, Jesus Christ. And you come to John chapter 1, verse 14. He will tell us that the Word, who was active at creation, became flesh, and then he dwelt amongst men. He dwelt amongst us so that we may behold his glory. If you go back to the story of mankind, you will realize that it was God's plan always to be close to men. So you peruse through the Old Testament, you will find that Adam and Eve enjoyed face-to-face communion with God up until the time when sin was found in men, and then separation came. And then as time passed through, the Bible teaches us that God came to men again, Exodus 25, 8 to 10, and instructed them to make a sanctuary so that he could dwell with them. Now, through the sanctuary service, God was showing humanity that we are in his heart. It was his greatest desire for him to dwell in our midst. And then, when Jesus came,
Yes, Pastor.
Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. I was saying that when Jesus came, now, according to John 1:14, he came to reveal the glory of God. Now, this glory that Jesus was coming to reveal to men outshined the glory that men in the Old Testament were used to, the glory of the tabernacle or the sanctuary, because now God himself had come in human flesh, and he was here to show men the glory of God, the glory that was lost when we fell into sin.
Yeah, but very, very, very powerful. Now, what was the message, the core message of his ministry?
Through his ministry, Jesus' core message was found in Luke 19, verse 10. He came to seek and to save the lost. And Mark would record Jesus engaged in preaching, and as he preached to the masses that had come to him, Jesus told them that the time is fulfilled. The kingdom of God is at hand, and mankind had to repent. So his message was that of urgency. People have to understand that time is now fulfilled, and there is something that they have to do, and it's none other than repentance. They have to turn to Jesus so that they might be saved. So during his earthly ministry, he was calling everyone to come back to this glory that he was showcasing.
Now, there's a part in the scripture that I think the man himself says, well, I've not come to everyone. I've only come to the lost sheep of Israel. Please do expand on that. Because it looks that looks like that everyone else, we just putting really ourselves and our noses into people's businesses. Because he says, I've not come for everyone. I've come for the lost ones of Israel.
Thank you so much, my brother. When we read that scripture, I want to believe that he was addressing the Jews. And when we follow the clock of heaven, you realize that it was still time for the Jews to come back to God, right? Group of people, this nation that God had established so that they could stand and show his glory to humanity. Jesus was appealing to them. It was a wake-up call to them, telling them, listen here, brothers, I am here, and since the grace of God is still with you, you are still God's apple of his eye, I came to you so that when you come back to God, then you are going to fulfill the reason or the purpose why God established you. Yes, he was giving them a wake-up call, reminding them that you have got a mission, nation of Israel. And that mission is none other than to show what God desires of you so that all nations throughout the world might see the goodness of God. It was God's plan that through Israel, salvation might be channeled to every human being.
I see. Now, why does his life matter to us today? Because, I mean, it's been centuries later, and we live today. The man died and went up to heaven. And really, but those he lived with, they have since died, and I think no one has lived with him is alive today. So why should it matter, really, for us, for our generation today?
Thank you, brother. His life matters. And, in response to this, you'll realize that when he came to planet Earth, he came on a mission to redeem the world, a mission to redeem humanity that was lost. Now, in the process, he went about teaching. He went about doing all those good acts of kindness so as to reach out to the world. His life matters, and as he lived on earth, he lived to show that even us who are living in the year 2024, we may honor God by obedience to his will. Sin came into the world when men left the will of God. But when Jesus came and he lived a sinless life. He was prone to be tempted by the devil. He was tempted in all angles, right? But he was found sinless. Christ came to the world to show that by receiving the power coming from God, men can live a clean life, a life that does not have sin, a life that is going to make humanity to be saved at the fullness of time.
Yeah, well, that's lovely. Pastor, we're going to be continuing then tomorrow. We've looked at his life, and tomorrow we're going to be exploring the concept of his death. But before we get to tomorrow, what are some of the things that you would highlight that we have not touched on that you would want to impress upon the listener?
All right. Jesus was born to a family. He came and was born to, let me say, a lowly class, right?
Yeah.
As I was going through the death of Jesus, the family that he was born to, and his life, I realized that Jesus was born in that state. Because if you are to look into humanity, when we were created in glory. But now, as sin came into the world, we lost that glory.
Mm.
Now, in his poor state, Jesus could have come in a different place altogether. But he chose to be born the poorest to show the exact opposite of what Lucifer wants, what Lucifer is even pushing us, the so-called children, to pursue at the expense of the lowliness that Christ came to show.
Mm-hmm.
He identified with the suffering of humanity, and he was also industrious, right?
Yeah.
He did not allow any idleness to creep into his life. Now, it is a lesson to people living in 2024.
Mm.
Southern Africa is hit by a serious drought. We are not just to sit and fold our hands. We have to be industrious. We have to use our hands so as to continue living lives that are going to glorify our Lord and Savior. We also realize that Jesus did not come to earth as a grown-up adult. He came as a baby, and as a baby, he had earthly parents, and his parents played a very crucial role in the upbringing of God, of Jesus. I would encourage all our mothers and all our fathers to take the responsibility of raising sons and daughters who are going to know about God, know about his will, know about his law. And I believe if they can be as faithful as Mary and Joseph, we are going to have a society of people who are going to change the state of the world as it is today. I want to believe it will come and cleanse our society of the drugs and alcohol pandemic that is even affecting us in our day-to-day lives.
Mm. Well, beautiful. Pastor, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. We'll connect with you again tomorrow at the same time and same place.
Thank you, Brother Zama.
Lovely. Thank you.
Bye-bye for now.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
The voice of Pastor Lungani Mbofu there joining us, talking about the life of Christ and